Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Atlanta, what's going on? I'm back! It's Dukes and Pal on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Hope you're having a great Monday. I will tell you guys, I didn't see the game live because I was traveling, and by the time I got a chance to watch the game, I did want to watch the game. What the hell happened to the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah, man, I came back from the race, so I was pretty tuckered out. I didn't see it, and I watched it this morning because I saw everybody going bananas on Twitter, so I better go watch this, and it was unbelievable, and I took a screenshot at halftime, and they're just kicking ass, and they're up by like 20, and then there's a 24 at one point. Everything's rolling, and then they basically said, we got this, and they came out, and they just completely got flat. Spurs, Carl, came with energy, and then literally these guys couldn't find second gear when they needed to, let alone third or fourth. It was pathetic.
This was the worst loss of the season, hands down. I don't care about all the losses that happened under Nate's tenure. And by the way, I thought you guys told me this was all about coaching. How do you lose to the Spurs, who by far one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the NBA? They are, you know, projecting to try to get the number one overall pick. Victor Wembanyama is the guy that everybody's talking about, and he is a game changer. You talk to NBA scouts, they'll tell you, yes, he's the next coming. He is the next generation when you talk about a seven-footer that can do it all. But the fact of the matter is, Mike, you blow this lead, and here's the other part. DeJounte Murray going back to San Antonio. I don't know what – like, to me, this is where you show out. This is where you go all in. DeJounte should have had 45 points. And you have this amazing lead, and you allow the Spurs to come back? This was embarrassing.
It's flat.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. It's everything that we've come to expect from this team. I think that's what you have to realize, that with Quinn Snyder, there's a little more defensive intensity. We've talked about Trey with his game. And maybe they were feeling like they're king of the world because they beat Golden State. And that was a good game. That was a nice win. You know, they battled back and forth, and, you know, they handled Golden State making a run. So I guess you're up, you're kicking their butts, and you get the big head, and you completely quit. There's no other way to describe it, Carl. They completely quit, and they got out-energied, they got out-hustled, and they got humiliated.
You blow a 24-point lead.
Slow pace.
Oh, all of that stuff. This was very Nate-ish, okay? This was a Nate-ish-type game. And everybody keeps saying, oh, it's the coach. No, you know what it is? This is who we are. This is a team. This is who this team is. It is a team that some nights looks great, and other like the Warriors, like
not
the Warriors
ready to
game,
go.
Right? And then other nights, this team doesn't look like anything. And I'm not pointing the blame solely at Trey. Again, Trey did not have a great shooting night, but you're up 24. Here's the deal, Hawks fans. I hope you've come to the realization we're in the play-in tournament. This is where we're going to be. And you just hope that they play well and can run off a few games. But the reality for me, Mike Bell, is it's not happening.
No.
It's not happening.
Nope. No, I mean, look, a game like the Golden State game, you say, okay, that's a playoff-type atmosphere because the crowd's really into it. You had to deal with some opposing crowd because everybody's a bandwagon jumper, jumped on Golden State the last 10 years. So you pull up that win, and then you don't do anything. That's the thing. What is gained by your win on Friday night, 92-9, the game night, by the way? Thanks to everyone who came out.
Oh, I heard it went great.
But all that momentum goes right out the window because you put that out there against San Antonio. So that's what this team is. Snyder's realizing he's got a team that is a bunch of just, I don't even know what you call it. Inconsistent at best. A bunch of guys who just lose focus. I don't know. These are professionals, Carl. I know we should come back to that all the time. This team is a disaster when you see things like that. And there's been four or five of these, but this, as you said, is the worst.
All right. So with that said.
Not ready to go.
Thank you, Nate. And he's not even here anymore. This means that major changes are coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, It's not about one game. This is a microcosm of the season. More big changes need to come because what this tells me, Mike, is the roster is not as constructed as we thought it would. Now, I know Bogey got his extension. Great. They were smart enough to sign a guy who's giving you 18 a night off the bench. He's a great shooter. We know that. I told you guys he was having a great year and he was going to get paid, whether it was here or somewhere else. He got paid here. But this roster, like, it has to be turned over in some way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not suggesting that we trade Trae Young. All I'm saying is what you thought you were getting when you got DeJounte Murray has not worked. It's not worked, guys.
See, I was of the opinion watching this today. Again, I DVR'd it. Did Trae feel that it was going to be DeJounte's show in his return to San Antonio, and that was the attitude behind it?
So he just let him play?
I don't know. I don't know. 4-for-15 from the field. He took 4 3-pointers. Trae was horrible. Turned it over 5 times. You know, I mean, again, it takes a village to blow a 24-point lead to the worst team in the league.
Mike, he don't play for you.
Yeah, by the way, I was going to wear the shirt today, but it was too cold. Get the T-shirt. I was so prepared to rock that today.
He don't play for you.
But no, man, again, this is why you look at this team and you begin to wonder. And by the way, this is not even about Luka versus Trae, because Luka and Dallas is nothing.
No, they're struggling.
There's no great shakes, and adding Kyrie has done nothing for them. But this is a really big offseason, and the existential question, can you win with Trae Young?
Not me personally.
I mean, this is going to be up there. I don't think they'll move Trae, but you got to find some pieces that work. And Quinn Snyder's not going. They made the commitment to Snyder. No. He's not going anywhere.
No. And this is why I say I can't solely place the blame on Quinn. See, people come in here. This is what makes me laugh about this whole it's the coach thing. We got this with Nate, and now you're getting it with Quinn Snyder, who's been on the job, what, 3 weeks?
And you'd think that everybody would be working to impress the new guy, the new coach who may have your future in his hands, but you stay if you want to stay here in Atlanta, which I presume most guys do. It's a pretty cool place to live. I don't know.
If I showed you guys a picture of Keldon Johnson, you wouldn't know who he was. If I put up a picture on social media right now of Devin Vessel, you wouldn't know who he is. Okay, these are the guys.
Oh, Dev DV? You mean your DV?
That came back from 24 down to beat the Hawks. You don't even know who these guys are. You don't even know what they look like. Can I hear Quinn Snyder talk about no lead is safe in the NBA? Mm. Quinn, I'm not putting this on you. Listen, I'm giving Quinn Snyder a break because the team he inherited does this. The team that he took over has been doing this all year long. I'm not going to look at Quinn Snyder and say he has some magical pixie dust that he's sprinkling in the locker room to change things. This is who they've been, and it was put on blast last night when you saw how this team played against the Spurs. Here's Quinn Snyder.
20-point leads in this league, or you know, especially around the game, are no guarantee of anything. But I do think for us to be able to kind of feel the difference between when we had the lead and when we didn't, it's pretty palpable as far as our level of play.
Now,
yeah, where's the urgency? Where's the sense of urgency? Are somebody stepping up?
Okay, so that's where I was. Mike, who is that? We're up 24. All of a sudden, the lead is 10. Do I need a timeout to get guys regrouped, or do I need to just look at everybody and go, yo, the lead's 10 now?
Well, again, I don't know if he was feeling a little banged up. I thought so. I was kind of hoping that. See, and here you thought we'd never be dusting that off anymore with Quinn Snyder here.
We were. We were flat.
No, I mean, I thought Sadiq Bey maybe come to the rescue. We only took 2 shots. So I don't even know what that was. He played twice and they gave him a rest. I don't know what that was. I figured Bey might be. Because one thing about Sadiq Bey, we said this last week, I like him because he's got a little street. He's got some intensity. He's got a little swagger. And the rest of these guys play soft at times. So I thought maybe Sadiq Bey could, I got this. Never happened.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Listen, we talk about the leadership thing. Everybody talks about how you quantify it, how you qualify it. It's simple for me. We're up 24. Now the lead is 4. Somebody has to pick it up. Somebody has to lead and show the way. And usually, let's be honest, that's your star. Usually, I don't care how bad of a game a guy is having. All of these stars in the NBA, former or present, have bad games. But, Mike, when it gets to this point, I'm taking over. Even if I'm having a bad night, it's time for me to shine. It's time for me to finish this game. We may win by 1, but damn it, we're going to win tonight. There was none of that.
Had this game gone to be a win, I was looking forward to coming in here and, again, watching this disaster this morning on DVR. But I was hoping to come in and say, man, look what A.J. Griffin's doing. Because we were kind of confused about what the rotations were. He wasn't getting a lot of minutes early on in Snyder's quick run here. A.J. Griffin had a great night last night. He was doing his job. Matter of fact, he was plus 21. Mm. He was on the court. Good things were happening. Leads were not evaporating. But this is a really, really difficult. I think you need like a team of sports psychologists to figure this one out. And how Trae can go for 9 points in a game like this when you need – somebody's got to put the cape on and let's go. Someone's got to step up. It's like they were so out of it, they figured this game was a laughingstock type deal. They could not re-engage. They could not get the car in gear. And it's Carl, to score 15 points.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
With that talent?
It's embarrassing. That's talent. It just is. It's the worst loss of the season, and we shouldn't be talking about that at this point in the season. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can always text the show. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We've got a lot to get to, and follow us across Facebook and Instagram and across all social media platforms. Coming up, we get to some headlines. March Madness is on. Atlanta United shines. There was a lot of positive that we need to talk about. But I want to know what you guys think. Because when you blow a lead like this, and you are supposed to be setting yourself up, putting yourself in position for the playoffs, it just makes me think the makeup of this team is not right. This has been all year long with the Atlanta Hawks. As we've had ups and downs in games like this, Mike, week in and week out, where we go, what's wrong? Why are they playing like this? I don't understand it. It's the makeup of the team. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. Jason Longshore is going to join us coming up next hour at 3:20. Now, you were at the match. I was out of town. I was traveling.
Yeah.
Business shenanigans. A lot of fun. I'll tell you guys later more about all of that. But you literally were like, dude.
Just the fun is back.
Dude.
Yeah, you know, this is the Atlanta United that we've been begging for and wanting to see. And I know it took some twists and turns, but man, Thiago Almada, enjoy him while we got him, because we won't have him long, because he is putting on world-class shows every single time he puts on that uniform. And Araújo's doing some great stuff, and Caleb Wiley. I mean, it was, Carl, it reminded me of like the 2017-2018 days for United. That's the best way I could describe it. So much joy.
Well, that's...
Boom, Yakabakis! And that guy got his first goal as a five-strike.
Well, listen, we expected big things from him. He's got a great personality. The visa situation's worked out. And for those of a certain age, if you're not picking up the reference of Boom Yakamakis, okay? That is Boom Shakalaka, which was NBA Jam back in the day, which is one of the best video games ever created. Nevertheless, great call by Mike Conti. I just think, Mike, this is something, if you want to get us, and I'm not talking about Mike and I, we've been invested. If you want to get soccer fans reinvested, guys, a lot of people over the last couple of years have gone away. They just have, right? It seemed like the organization was in turmoil. We had injuries. We didn't have the star power. We didn't know what the Joseph thing was going to be. And so a lot of people stepped away, and they were literally lit like, call me when y'all come back. They're back. And this is now something, again, that I think we should be looking at and being very excited about, because we've always said this. If you put this kind of product, you're scoring 4 or 5 goals a game, we're going to be there. This is what people want, Mike. They want the excitement of scoring, and that is what we've been lacking the last few years. We asked this question. We were at the training ground a couple of months ago. How are we going to score more goals, right? And Gonzalo Pineda was like, look, we got a plan. It's got to come together. I love what I'm seeing right now with Atlanta United.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jason about it, and he can give you more of the technical stuff. I can tell you this, the passing, you know, the crisp passing ball, I mean, like lasers, Carl, from one side of the pitch to the other.
Yeah.
I mean, movement, everything just, I mean, every now granted, Portland had a bunch of injuries, but that's a them problem because we've been dealing with injuries for 3 years. But it was just so much fun to watch. And again, guys, for the guys who don't know soccer, bend it like Beckham. That's what Almada did again in a free kick with the wall. We actually set a double wall, which is, I'll ask Jason about that. We line up in front of the guys, and he just does stuff that you only see in video games or from guys over in England. It was amazing.
Jason's coming up at 3:20. We'll talk plenty of March Madness along the way. Look, the ratings are up. They've had the best ratings since 2015. I don't know what that function is because of people, Mike, whether it was St. Paddy's Day. I don't know. But people are watching. And the tournament still matters. People are still vested in what goes on because you see FDU take down Purdue. That's what I'm watching for.
Right, and by the way, I know we're gonna go deep dive on this later, but just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Fairleigh Dickinson is the shortest team in the competition. You've got a guy who's 7'4". Now, again, I know it's been written about, it's been commented, and I just want to put my 2 cents worth in. The dude is 7'4". Okay? It literally looks like Gulliver's Travels, a bunch of Lilliputians around this guy. Dude's name is Zach Edey, if you don't know who the guy is. Get the ball to Zach Edey. Let these guys all pile out and hang out. I mean, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Purdue just so choked that thing away, and Virginia choked again. That was a lot of fun. When you got no skin in the game, of course, you're always rooting for the underdog.
No doubt. That's what Princeton is amazing. I mean, it's just fun. Arkansas beats Kansas, who are the defending champs. We will get into all of that coming up. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Turtle behind the glass. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, we talked about it. You blow a 24-point lead to Jonte Murray. Homecoming? Not really. 22 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. That's a good night at home against the Pacers. Not when you go play against a team that you were once a part of and now you want to go prove a point like most stars in the league, and they go, you made a mistake by trading me. Let me just go ahead and drop 40 on you guys and just show you how important I am. That didn't happen. Murray had a good game. Trey didn't. Guy hits me up, Mike, says, listen, fellas, this is simple. The Hawks are soft. We're soft. If that's how we're going to play, if that's our attitude and our mentality, we're not winning anything anytime soon. Right. I've been saying this, all right? And not to be Debbie Downer. We're going to look up, and we're going to be in year 8 or 9 of Trey's career. Thank you. Thank you, Nate. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be saying, what are we doing, right? What are we doing? So these years just keep adding up, and I get it. Everybody keeps saying, well, we got to give him time, and I'm using Trey as an example. But if the team is not constructed the right way, that's another 2 years. Yeah. That's another couple of years before you get the right mix of players, because the money you've already invested, you're not trading 4 guys in the offseason.
No, I mean, like what you saw on this whatever you want to call this in San Antonio, you score 83 in the first 2. You're blowing them out, and you score 35 points, including 15 in the fourth. And there's like, this is when we talk, I heard Randy Andy talking about it when I was driving in. I don't know how to quantify leadership. I just know it when I see it, and I've heard about it, and I've seen guys lead by example, and the other guys follow. But somebody's got to rally the troops. And John Collins, it was one thing if John's doing it, but John's also going to play better. You know, it's good that John has the voice calling out the fans. John, what did you think? It was Golden State. It's going to be a bunch of Golden State fans. He gets on the mic. Need more people. Make some noise. It's not going to happen when the Warriors come to town. But that aside, what is leadership? How about somebody grabbing in the huddle? Hey, guys, what are we doing here? Who does that? Other than John Collins is the only guy that I ever see talking in the huddle. I mean, I don't know what it means. Play some defense. If you can't shoot that day, play some freaking defense at least and get the team back in the game as you're blowing it. And it was like, you know, Carl, as San Antonio was going by, everyone just sort of became like a spectator.
Yeah. Watching.
Just watching these guys take it to the rim.
Did John catch any heat while I was gone on those comments? Did people,
just on social media. You know,
they're clowns. Come on. I mean, I get where he's coming from, but I wondered if people were like, hey, you know, he needs to go. Hey, there's nothing wrong with these guys saying, hey, we need all of your support.
No, if John could go out and consistently give me a 25 and a 10 night every other night, then it would give a little more juice behind him always, you know, having the guts to say something.
Sure.
But it rings a little hollow when you can't finish games.
Well, they didn't finish last night. As a matter of fact, here's what it sounded like. Bang!
A complete total meltdown by the Hawks in the second half. A disaster from San Antonio. Final score, the Spurs 126, the Hawks 118.
And by the way, as this thing was going south, because I didn't get Steve's call because I was watching it on the DVR, even Rathbun is going to lose. You know, and then, of course, it was last night, Carl, was a microcosm of the team. Choking, then they don't get the calls. They start working the refs while they're working the refs and arguing. San Antonio is still going down the other way. You know what I mean? It's everything this team does when they lose their poise.
Everything. A disaster from San Antonio.
Love it, Steve. I absolutely love it. Be honest. All right, here's the thing. I'm just looking right now at the standings. Not that it matters. But I'm trying to see how many games we've played because I want to make sure after you hear this next comment that I'm correct on my information here. We have 11 left.
Right.
Okay? And we are currently, I'm just looking at the numbers. Look at the numbers. We've played 71 games.
Right.
Listen to what DeJounte Murray said.
The consistency word is, you know, I always use the whole season. You know, starting with myself, I take full accountability for, you know, just me being able to be better on offense, defense, being vocal. You know, that'll be number one for me. But as a collective unit, like, you know, we got to figure out that identity of what we're playing for. You know, if you really want to win, and you could tell the teams that really want to win, they buy in, attention to detail, and they're consistent. And when I say that, it's not about just making or missing shots. Being there for each other on defense, and then obviously offense take care of itself.
We talking about identity.
Yes, with 11 games left in the season.
We talking about identity. We talking about identity?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say identity when we played 71 games during the season? Did he say identity? Shouldn't we know what the identity? Oh, we do know what the identity is. It's blowing leads. Mm-hmm. It's being inconsistent. It's not playing for each other. I'm not killing the Hawks. You guys have watched this. We are 71 games in. And DeJounte Murray's talking about identity? We talking about identity?
We don't play a lick of defense. And that's, again, if Trey, he's getting all these applauds for, oh, my goodness, he's playing defense. And I talked about it all last week, about how he's stepping up his defensive game. Again, it's not much, but he's doing things that basically you should do as part of your repertoire. But it took him 60 games to start doing that. But Carl Parcells says it. It applies to NBA. You're 117.4 points per game. You give up 117.6. And that's why you're under 500, because you're a freaking 500 team. Because you guys don't finish. You don't play defense. You don't listen to the coach, no matter who he is.
Oh, wait. This is not Nate's fault?
Nope.
Not ready to go.
No? This is not Nate's fault? Look, you mean losing to the Spurs and being up 24 is not Nate's fault? I'm just asking.
I don't know where you go from here this offseason. Again, you need some big, big changes. And is this brain trust prepared to do it? Is this brain trust? When I say brain trust, I mean the GM, assistant GM, and owner's son. Are they prepared to step up and really pull some magic here? Because you need a major transformation of the squad.
I like how you didn't say his name. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Meltdown, yes, by the Hawks in the second half.
I love it, Steve. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. They can help. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live well. Congratulations going out to Kennesaw State. We will talk more about the tournament. I got to tell you guys, everybody was cheering for Kennesaw State. Half the people in the room where I was didn't know where it's located. They had no idea. It's north of Atlanta, Georgia. They didn't even know it existed. And when these kids started playing, Mike, and they are balling, everybody's like, this is incredible. Big shout out to Coach Abdul Rahim. I think, Mike, to see him and the emotion that he showed just shows you how passionate he is for this program.
But this is one of the greatest years in Kennesaw history. Is this the beginning of something huge for Kennesaw in the upcoming years?
That's a great question. And with all due respect, the beginning was 4 years ago. We're here today, man, because I'm in there talking to you and I'm over here tripping. The beginning was 4 years ago. And these are tears of joy, man, because we made a commitment to this university. We made a commitment to these guys sitting next to me, man, that we were gonna show up every day for them. And when you get to a place like this, again, these are tears of joy.
Pretty cool story. And they're going to be back, and they're going to be good again next year. And I hope you guys go out and see them play at least once next season.
And I know that, big picture, this was an amazing story. They had them guys on the ropes. Xavier was struggling, and then all of a sudden Xavier started playing some offense in the half court. They went through about almost a 7-minute drought. And then, unfortunately, also the refs, Carl. There was a couple of calls in that final possession that I just thought, we've seen that whistle blown in other games in this tournament.
Coming up, changes for the Braves broadcast. And Mike and I are like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Monday. Glad to be back. I will tell you guys, you know, Mike, watching the tournament and watching all that was going on and the upsets, it was a lot of fun. We're going to be out again this Thursday and Friday, by the way. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Thursday for the start of the second week of the tournament. And then on Friday, Twin Peaks Buckhead. Andy and Randy will be out at Buckhead with us out there. So get your day started, hang out, and we're going to have a great time as well. And then the following week, Mike and I are headed to Houston for Radio Row on Final Four. So we'll get a chance to talk to some of all the coaches, players, et cetera. We'll bring you the latest from Houston and then getting ready for the Final Four. So lots in store here over the next couple of weeks. We also have tickets, Mike, that we got to give away. Not right now, but we are going to give them away. And I'm looking, Chris, and maybe between now and 5 o'clock. We'll try to give these tickets all right.
Okay.
All right. I was just thinking about the timing of all of this. Hey, what one thing that Mike and I, we love the fact that guys we dig, and we'll tell you about the tickets, just stay tuned. But guys we dig, having an opportunity, Mike, and guys that we absolutely have become friends with and we love and we think they're really good, and sometimes in this business things just don't work out. So Bally's has announced their broadcast team, and we had Brandon Godden in studio. He came in. He's the new, you know, play-by-play guy for Bally's and TV for the Braves. We love Frenchie. Frenchie's been down with us, and we've known him for years. Tom Glavine took a year off, basically. He's coming back. Peter Moreland, Mike, we talk about him. He's unique in the way that he brings, you know, what he brings to the broadcast. Our buddy Trevor Scales has been on the show numerous times. We love Kelly Kroll, Lauren Jabari, et cetera, Nick Green. But there's a couple of names that are not on here.
Yeah, and I my first reaction when I saw the broadcast team tweet from Bally Sports South is there's no Paul Byrd and there's no Brian Jordan. And I was just curious because guys are hitting us up immediately on the text line saying, is this a budget thing because of the Bally bankruptcy? And I know it's confusing because in some cases, a lot of the team, the broadcast team, is actually employed by the Braves and not Bally. And there's I can't tell you how the inner workings of it, but that's I'm not sure if all of them are hired by the Braves or fired by the Braves, or if this was simply a decision that maybe somebody said, ah, you know, I'm not doing it this year, or whether it was the money wasn't right or whatever. But I do know that I love Paul Byrd and I love Brian Jordan on the broadcast and Peter Moreland and company. So that was a little disappointing.
Absolutely. I don't like it. How's that? With that said, yeah, we don't know the inner workings of why these decisions were made. But at the end of the day, big shout out to Paul. Paul came on our show anytime we asked, and we love talking with him, and he's so energetic. Mm-hmm. And you know, Brian Jordan, we go way back. I do his charity event. I love Brian. He's a great guy, and I hope you guys enjoyed those guys on the broadcast. But they will not be on the broadcast this year. So we just wanted to point that out as we get ready to start Braves season here at the end of the month, Mike. Opening day right around the corner. By the way, are you paying any attention to the World Baseball Classic?
Well, I wasn't until, you know, what happened to Diaz the other night. That was unbelievable. And then if you didn't see it, Trey Turner with a huge home run, grand slam against Venezuela. So that was, I mean, they're providing some highlights. I'm not watching, I'm not making an appointment TV, but I'm definitely watching the highlights. And maybe I'll watch the final because when it does seem like adding some real all-star power to the American team. You already had all-stars and everyday, you know, superstars that you know, playing for the Dominican and Venezuela, Puerto Rico, et cetera. So, yeah, maybe. I think it's growing. I just think you can't change the viewing habits, Carl, in just 5 or 6 years. It's going to take time. And this is the first one, what, post-COVID, right? So maybe people are getting back into it. The venue is cool. I have it in Miami for the Latin American community. It's just perfect.
No, I agree. I think the location matters. But I also, you know, you're seeing these guys get hurt, and it's the same thing we've been worried about when you're sending our stars, whether it be Acuna or anybody else, to go play. When you go play, you don't tell a guy, hey, play 50%.
No.
Just play half speed. You know, don't run the first base as hard as you can. You go play. So when you go play, sometimes things get crazy. And the injury to Diaz, tell me, you can say what you want. That's a killer for the Mets.
Oh, I mean, again, you don't replace the best. Like, say what you want about the trumpet nonsense. It's still the best closer in baseball. They got to replace the best closer in the game. And you can't find that guy now because all the other closers have been signed, either to contract. You can't get a Kenley Jansen unless you're going to go give everything up to the Red Sox, for instance. So they are really over a barrel. Now, they've got a bunch of guys that throw gas in New York, but they're not They're not Nate Diaz. He's not that same guy.
And Altuve.
Edwin Diaz, I should say.
Altuve for the Astros got a thumb injury, Mike. Surgery. See you in 10 weeks. It's a big deal. So, you know, those things you don't wish upon anybody. But, I just wondered if you were paying attention as we were talking about the Braves and the broadcast. You can go check that out, guys. If you're wondering about Bally Sports and the broadcast teams that are going to be on for the Braves games, you can go check it out. They've got a post about it.
And we will talk more about it in our Braves report coming up around 5:40. But all of a sudden, Vaughn Grissom getting pushed out of shortstop. The other guy, Schumann, getting a lot more at-bats, and he's basically a better fielder. So I don't know what to read into that just yet.
Remember, though, I told you guys that he would get playing time. Not be the starter.
And Alex Anthopoulos did tell us that there was, you know, remember you and I kind of rolled, we did kind of raise our eyebrows when Alex kind of made it sound like, hope he plays well enough. And the expectation bar was set really low for Vaughn Grissom.
Well, listen, you go into camp, and this is what I do love about Major League Baseball camp. Unlike some camps, and whether it be football or even in the NBA, you kind of know what your team is. Mike, best player wins. Best player is going to play. Like, this is a game, you know, where you got to produce, you got to put up numbers. And I haven't seen Vaughn. Obviously, we have not been at spring training, but we're talking to a lot of people down there. And I just think, Mike, this is the maturation process. He's going to be really good. We know that. We know he can rake. Can you do it in the majors consistently? And can I trust you to be out there and not blow a game or two and make mistakes? And, like, if a guy he's got a better glove than the guy that's he's in competition with, Mike, he's going to see more playing time.
But Schumann, and then you talk about the young pitchers, and these are also guys, you know, we think about how good this Braves minor league system is, how well they drafted, and these guys there's other guys that are also ready to apparently step up. Vaughn Grissom today, he had a hit, he had a stolen base, at least through what's going on right now down there with the Grapefruit League.
All right, guys, more on the Braves coming up. We'll talk about the latest battle at the pitching spot. That fifth spot, all of a sudden, it's gotten interesting. Like, you know, we were thinking, it'll be one of these guys, and neither one of those guys are probably going to end up being the fifth starter, at least not to start the season. We'll talk more about that as we move along. By the way, we were going to give away tickets to go see Offspring with Simple Plan and Sum 41. All right. Let the Bad Times Roll Tour. Mm-hmm. That is August 15th at Lakewood Amphitheater. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets. We've got a pair for you coming up between now and 5 o'clock. So if you are a fan of those bands.
Yes, I am.
And certainly want to go see them, we've got tickets for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, Mike, I know there is a lot of other news going on around the NFL. But the more I look at what we've done, and we're going to talk about this coming up in our NFL Blitz, and I'm talking about our Falcons. How can you not like what you have seen Terry Fontenot do this particular free agent period? All these moves are not going to be splash moves, okay? Not all of these moves are going to be splash moves. But even the move, Mike, to go get another wide receiver, and, you know, we were talking today on the phone as we were talking about the show, and I asked you guys, I said, Keith Smith, okay, you know. And here's the deal, not Keith Smith, but the wide receiver from the Raiders, I was thinking about
Mac Hollins. Yeah.
Yes, Collins. I was thinking about, you know, last year when we brought in Edwards, and you said Edwards was a zero.
No, Bryan Edwards we traded a fifth rounder for, so I don't think you should draw, I said this on Twitter, don't draw any comparisons to Mac Hollins, who's been on a bunch of teams, by the way, and on a bunch of one-year deals. Dolphins and then Raiders. I know that our buddy Steve Weiss from NFL Network said one of the guys who kind of stood out when the Falcons did that split practice with the Dolphins and Falcons in Miami was Mac Hollins, who, by the way, amongst other things he does, Carl, is a really good run-blocking wide receiver. So amongst the wide receivers, and now I'm considering Pitts one because Jonnu Smith, and by the way, you're going to love Jonnu Smith. We had a great interview. Rob Tribble and I filled in for you.
Yeah.
Loved his energy. Excited to be here. 2 years of his career kind of like wasted in New England where it didn't work and really ready to get back to work for Arthur Smith. But now, it's not exactly household names, guys, but this is kind of what Fontenot is famous for, bringing in guys, ballers on a budget, although our budget is much bigger this year.
Yeah. Are you still worried about the pass, Russ?
Signing
Caden? They signed Caden. He's a seven-sack guy. Are you still worried about it?
No. We got to get more guys. We still need more guys.
Well, they'll draft those guys. Let's hope. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to go around the NFL, get you caught up on the latest, including what are the concerns in drafting Jalen Carter, if there are any. If he's at 8 and we don't consider him, we're idiots. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.